Our first reading today is from the first book of Kings, and I'm not going to be preaching on this passage, but I did want to wrap up our exploration of King David since we've been talking about him over the course of the summer, and just wanted to bring his story to a close here. When David's time to die drew near, he charged his son Solomon, saying, "I'm about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Then the Lord will establish his word that he spoke concerning me. If your heirs take heed to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of David." Then David slept with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned for 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established. Here ends our first reading. And our second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 4. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth, and yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." This is the word of the Lord.